Humboldt County is on its way to being the only local jurisdiction that limits the amount of light that can be emitted outdoors, with the Planning Commission supporting a draft ordinance that aims to reduce light pollution. Having shaped a version in a workshop last month, the Commission took up the ordinance again at its May 15th meeting and reached consensus on recommending Board of Supervisors approval. With the ordinance in place, the county will be able to take permitting and complaint response actions to control light trespass, a term referring to lighting that leaves a property and illuminates another. A key provision is limits on lumens, the brightness or intensity of light. The ordinance sets a residential limit of 1,000 lumens and a 3,000 lumen commercial limit. If the ordinance is approved by supervisors, that will distinguish the county area from cities like Arcata and Eureka, which don't have lumen limits. During a sparsely attended public comment period, Arcata agriculturist Shale Peck Krause vouched for controlling light pollution.
I am grateful every time I have to walk out at night to check on my animals, which happens a lot during the winter time since the days are so short. I'm grateful to be able to look up into the sky and see stars, see meteors, satellites. It's such a precious resource that is not available to so many people who live in areas of light pollution. Sometimes when there's a ball game over in the stadium, like a third of the sky gets light pollution. And that's always a bummer, but it always reminds me to be really grateful for the fact that, like, most nights we have really great stars.
The ordinance's text says control of lighting will be done through reasonable design standards, including shielding, height maximums, and directing lighting downward. Under the ordinance, lighting is required to be fully shielded to preclude light glow above the fixture and from going beyond the intended area of illumination. When commissioners did a line-by-line review of the ordinance, the lumen limits were primary points of discussion, particularly the residential limit. Commission Chair Ivor Skavdal supported the idea of controlling light, but he also supports having enough of it.
We're not lighting experts here. I'm going under the assumption that somebody's 1,000 lumen front porch light is going to provide enough lighting for them to be able to walk up the steps safely or down the steps safely in their house and those types of issues. So I think that, you know, that's what we're trying to do. Is we're not trying to have too much lighting, but we need to have enough lighting in some of these circumstances for security or safety.
While the commercial lumen limit can be exempted if so decided through a conditional use permit process, the residential limit is firm. Planning Director John Ford explained why.
Our thinking is that illumination of an entire site is far less necessary in a residential setting than in a commercial setting. And so we are absolutely wanting to say in a residential setting, we're not creating a process that you can illuminate your whole yard and turn it into a parking lot or whatever. That's not to say that, you know, if like on your front door, that you can't put two lights, one on each side of the door, to make sure that you've got a good illuminated area walking in. We're just not going to have excessively bright lights.
But the lumen limit was questioned in the case of larger rural residential and agricultural properties. Commissioner Thomas Mulder, a cannabis farmer, said he works at night at times and uses headlamps that are as bright as 3,000 lumens. Commissioners agreed to add agricultural to the categories of properties with the higher 3,000 lumen limit. Written public comment includes concerns about illumination from streetlights, but that's regulated under a special district process administrated by the county's Department of Public Works and approved by the Board of Supervisors. But heeding the public input, commissioners agreed to send a memo to the Board of Supervisors indicating that streetlight illumination is a concern among commissioners and the public. Commissioners unanimously voted to recommend the ordinance for approval by the Board of Supervisors. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.